Bring on the sights, bring on the savings, and bring on Europe with the Aer Lingus Bring On Europe sale. Bring on warm Irish hospitality. Bring on legendary sights, cosy pubs, food, history and culture. Bring on incredible deals to over 20 European cities, including spirited Dublin, romantic Paris, lively London, and wondrous Rome. There's a whole continent that's yours to be explored. Smart says bring on Europe for less. Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your hostess with the mostest, Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author for my book, Unmarket Your Business. I love saying that, but I know that really soon, well, at the beginning of the year, I'll be able to say two-time number one best-selling author. Now, I'm putting that in the atmosphere so that it happens, and then after the beginning of the year, I got some great stuff coming up, I'll be able to say three times. So, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I just want y'all to look at some things that are coming up. I'm just so excited about it. So how are you doing today? How are things going? This is November, the end of the fall season, almost winter, and guess what? It's all about the holidays, right? Black Friday's coming up. The Christmas shopping season is getting ready to start. Well, people have already started. Christmas is already there. Boy, am I almost sick of it already, but it's here. But the best time of the year for business is about to be here, Black Friday weekend. I can't wait for it. I am so excited about it because I got something big going on. Because, you know, I know that being a business owner is hard work, and it can be extremely lonely. You're doing everything yourself, and you're always wondering if you're doing enough or even if what you're doing is the right thing. Every single day, there are new platforms, new strategies, services, and gimmicks that clamor for your attention. They all seem like the things that slice bread, right? But are they really? The bigger question is, can you afford to take the time you need to investigate and check out all these things that are saying they're going to help you get your business to a successful level? Well, fortunately for you, I've put together a great offer that takes the guesswork out of what to do in your business to achieve success. And guess what? I'm releasing it on November 23rd, Black Friday. I'm releasing the Black Friday flash sale and giveaway. Now, here's what it's all about. You'll be able to purchase business building and empowerment books of your choice for only 99 cents. But, and this is so exciting, you'll be able to enter to win this building book bundle. Try saying that like three times fast, right? Business building book bundle. And it consists of the paperback version of books by the following best-selling authors. Alinka, let me say her name, Rutkowska. I hope that's right, Alinka. I'm sorry if I'm messing up your name. Alinka Rutkowska. She's a USA Today bestselling author. She's a Wall Street Journal bestselling author. And she's a top 100 Amazon bestselling author in business and money. And her book that will be in the bundle is Write and Grow Rich, Secrets of Successful Authors and Publishers. And how about she just released this thing? Awesome sauce. You're going to get it first. And then we got Lou Bortone, the online godfather. His book will be the Video Marketing Rules, How to Win in a World Gone Video. Got two more for you. Lamar Tyler, he's the chief executive officer at Tyler News Media, and he was named one of Ebony Magazine's Power 100. He's also Black Enterprises Family Business of the Year finalist and Infusionsoft Small Business Icon Award, a recipient of that. His book is The Gatekeepers Are Gone. I've read that. It's totally awesome. Alinka's, I'm just waiting on it to come in the mail to read that, and also with Lou's. And then last but not least, finally, yours truly, my book, The best-selling, Amazon number one best-selling international book, Unmarket Your Business, 10 Ways for Savvy Entrepreneurs to Stand Out, Stop Struggling, and Start Profiting. So each of those books will be in the Business Building Book Bundle. And one person is going to win it. Now, you can register for the giveaway starting today. And once you enter, you'll see other ways that you can increase your chance of winning. It's quick, it's easy, and it's simple to enter and to win. And the drawing will be held on Monday, November 26, 2018. So go ahead and register right now. Go to csicorporation.com/BF. B as in boy, F as in Frank, 2018. CSICorporation.com/BF2018. So you are registering to win the Business Building Book Bundle, which includes one of each of those four books. And then the flash sale is going to start on Black Friday, and you can get some other business building and empowerment books for only 99 cents. How about that? So don't waste time. Go on over there right now and register, because I want you to. Not only will you have a chance to win those books, but you'll also be able to get a plethora of books, because I've got plenty of authors that are coming in, and they'll be talking about neurolinguistics, you know, how to get inside of your potential client's head, know what they're thinking so you can help them out, stuff about networking, The Entrepreneur's Garden. So I've got a lot of other books that are coming out that you'll be able to purchase for 99 cents, plus register to win that bundle. So go ahead and do that. For one more time, that link is csicorporation.com/BF2018. So now today we are talking about customer service, and not just any type of customer service. We're talking about great customer service, like what is it, why it's needed, and how it helps you stand out. Now, the Oxford Dictionaries released their word of the year, and guess what it is? Toxic. And I totally agree with them. The thoughts, the things that are coming out have been toxic this year. It just seems like everybody's going crazy. I mean, we've had over 300 active shooter events in the United States this year alone. What is going on with that? Why are people shooting everybody up? And then if they're not shooting, they're stabbing or beating people up or cussing people out, or things are going crazy. So, and that often carries over into the business, or the business of what, you know, it could be your business. It could be a customer's going crazy, or it could be, you know, one of your vendors, you know, going crazy with you, or you could be tempted to go crazy on somebody else. So there is a mess of stuff going on, and that's why I totally agree with that word for this year, toxicity in the air. Speaking of toxicity, let me tell you a little story about customer service gone wrong. Then we're going to get into what we're talking about today, great customer service. So it's probably not a surprise to you, and I think I've said this before, I take Lyft a lot. I love Lyft, L-Y-F-T, you know, Lyft the car service. Love it. I love the people in there. The drivers are great. Even when I take shared rides, you know, have a great time talking with people and just conversing and meeting folks. You know, I'm a pretty personable person, so I love meeting people. Well, I had a ride yesterday, which was not any of that. It was totally horrible. It wound up being just terrible. I gave the guy, the driver, a bad rating. I called Lyft and told them what happened, and I sent in a custom service form just like, why is this person driving? It was just terrible. I mean, the thing was, I'm not going to tell you just, you know, the whole story. It'll take forever, and don't get me like all riled up talking about it. But the gist of the thing was, he made a mistake. The driver made a mistake. He did not cancel out of letting the other passenger drop them off. So what that does is that triggers him to drop the second person off, which was me. So he made a mistake, did not do it, and then everything just went crazy from there. He couldn't get the app to work right or drop me off. He wouldn't – the guy did his thing so quickly, you know, went in his place and came back out so quickly that he thought that the guy was back there to pick him up again. That's how long it took, right? And so he got back in the car, and you know, they got into a little thing, and he wound up telling the guy to get out. And it was, mind you, it was raining and cold. He told the guy to get out. The guy got out of the car, and I'm like, oh my god, can you just take me to where I need to be? at this time, I had no, you know, fear of what's or what could happen or anything. I was cool. You know, everybody has a little chance. And he was just getting just more and more ticked off as the seconds went by. He couldn't get the app to work. Things weren't going on. He was afraid he wouldn't get paid for that ride or whatever. I don't know all the stuff that was going on in his brain. But at the end of the thing, it wound up that he did not take me to where I need to go. He made me get out, told me to get out at the stop that I wasn't supposed to get out at, and I wound up having to walk to the location that I needed to be. Granted, it wasn't a long walk, but it was cold and it was raining, and I was ticked off. So I'm like, what the? And actually, that experience inspired me to do this episode. What is going on with customer service? What is going on with people? You know what I'm saying? Why do you find it necessary to be rude, obnoxious, and dismissive to people that you are supposed to be taking care of as your client or your customer? I'm like, what's up with that? Why can't you just slow down a little bit, you know, take into account whatever the situation is, cooler heads need to remain, and get through the situation? Now, I was at a point where it could have turned crazy. It could have went any kind of way, because I know that in the news nowadays and recent months and I guess recent year, that you've heard about situations where someone has actually lost their life over arguing with a car share, a ride share driver, or passenger has lost their life. There have been, I think, at least two of those incidents here in Atlanta. So when all this was going down, I'm like, okay, that kind of flashed through my mind. I was like, I did not want to be the next victim, and people are talking about me on the news, how I was a great person, but now I'm dead. And I just really, you know, had to kind of channel my calmness and say a little prayer and ask God to help me get through this. And, yes, I got out of it okay. Nothing, you know, no harm came to me. He went on his way. I went on my way. I was able to be released safely to where I need to go, and I'm here to tell the story about it. I was like, what is up with this? I have to let some people know. I have to let Lyft know that they need to get this driver, get him straightened out and get him off the road, or get him straightened out so he can be around people, because obviously that was not good customer service. I mean, almost in a way where you're just about telling your client to shut up or your customer, and then you're putting two people out of your car. I'm like, what the? You know, just imagine if that stuff happened to you. Imagine if it happened to me and I wasn't let out in a busy area. It was like maybe I was in a forest or something, or near a deserted road. I mean, anything could have happened. So that just prompted me to think about customer service and how it's going wrong and how we can get it back on the right track and what you need to do in your business to ensure that you give great customer service, because we all deserve great customer service. We deserve to get it, and we deserve to give it. So I'm here to help you. So first of all, what is great customer service? We talk about it, but what is it? Great customer service, to me, there's no real definition of it. It's just being there for your client or customer or patient or whoever you're dealing with in a way that helps both of you meet that end game that you're wanting. The customer wants a great experience. They want to come away saying, hey, that was awesome. You answered all my questions. I'm so happy to be doing business with your organization or company or whatever it is. And you want to say, hey, that customer was pretty cool. You know, they listened to my instructions. They got what they wanted. I got what I wanted, which was a customer who's happy and they're still paying me money. So that's really what great customer service is. So why is it needed? Because in this world of toxicity and how everybody's, you know, could possibly be, I'm not saying everybody's treating you crazy, but they could possibly go off the edge anytime. Everybody is in this heightened state of, oh, my God, I don't know if I can even walk down the street without getting shot or stabbed or, you know, jumped on or something. Or if I tell somebody something, what are they going to do? Customer service is really needed. I mean, a smile goes a long way, and a can I help you goes a long way. I have another story. It's not as dramatic as this one, but I was using this service online, and I had signed up for it, and it was a coach had she had a program I was trying to access, put it that way. And then another coach had another program using the same service. So for some reason my logins, my usernames were canceling out each other, and I couldn't get into the program that I needed to. And so I had emailed the customer service person And we were going back and forth for about, you know, 30, 40 minutes. And I was getting really frustrated. I'm like, I can't get this thing to work. I've done everything that you say to do in your little fact sheet and your help and all this, and nothing is working. I still can't access this stuff that, you know, is I'm entitled to access. So what is the deal? And I was just like, I'm totally, what did I say? I'm like totally upset or something. And you know, I just need this done. So instead of, I don't know, coming back at me in any kind of way, the person said, and I don't even know where they are. I think that they're actually in like Sweden or something, because they're not a U.S. company. They came back and they said, I am sending you lots of love vibes, and I know we're going to work this out. I hope that everything will turn out the way you want. And just went on with a really, really wonderful, beautiful email to me. And immediately, that really calmed me down. And I was like, wow. And they said, you know, I know you're frustrated. I know this is not working, but hopefully, you know, there's really nothing we can do on our side. You have to contact that coach and ask them, blah, 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 which I did, and it all worked out. And that coach was actually saying that she loved that service, and they had the best customer service ever. And I could see why she'd say that, because I was highly pissed off that I could not get to what I needed to get to. But they just took it like, take a deep breath, it'll be okay. So we need more of that. We need more of that stuff where people are telling you, you know, take a breath, it'll be okay, I understand what you're going through, but it's going to be okay. And I'll tell you another thing, this helps you stand out, because if everybody else is screaming and yelling at you, or you know, making rude comments, rolling their eyes, not paying you attention, not even speaking to you in a way that you think is respectful to you, and then you run up on someone like your company who is actually doing things the right way, who actually goes that extra mile to help make sure that you understand what's going on, make sure that you have all the tools that you need, then that's going to make you stand out like, wow, this is so totally awesome, because it could have went like any kind of way, and look how you've handled that. That makes you stand out in their eyes. And the other thing is, they're going to talk about their experience and say, you know, I had this awful experience, blah, blah, blah. But what happened was the customer service was so awesome and they fixed it. So, you know, don't be wary of doing good. That's what the Bible says. Don't be wary of doing good. It's going to be okay. So I have a little announcement for you, and then we'll come back. I'm going to give you my 5 tips of what you can do to provide great customer service. And then one thing that you can do when it doesn't go quite right. So what are you doing on if you're in the Atlanta area, this is especially for my Atlanta peeps. What are you doing on November 24th, which is Small Business Saturday? So if you're not doing anything, or if you want to get away from your crowded house without all the and all that, I want you to come out and see me and have breakfast with me. Join me for breakfast, an autographed book, and business building. You can meet me, and of course, the book is the number one international best-selling book, Unmarket Your Business. It's going to happen from 8 a.m. to 30 a.m. right here in the admission includes networking, a workshop on the business building strategies you're going to need to market your business, breakfast for one, and give away a signed copy of the book. So I want you to go to bit.ly/unmarketbreakfast. So to be at Unmarket Breakfast, look at what you get. And the restaurant is J. Christopher's, which is one of my total favorites. I love their berry crepes. Oh, my God. So awesome. So I want to meet you. I want to network with you, and I want to share my best marketing secrets to help you actually market your business to success in not only 2018, but also 2019, which is coming up right around the corner. Can you believe it? We're like, what, 6 weeks away? 6, 7? Something like that. Away from the end of the year. Oh, my gosh, I cannot believe it. All right, so here are 5 ways that you can provide great customer service. Not just good, but great customer service. Number one, know your audience. You got to know who you're dealing with. You have to know them inside and out, what they want, what they need, what you're willing to provide for them, and you have to really anticipate what they're going to need. So, for instance, you create a program, you put the program out, this is awesome, you know, it's going to help you do X, Y, and Z. Well, you have to anticipate what's going to happen when X, Y, and Z is up. What are you going to do then? So if you anticipate that, before they get to that the end of the piece, they're going to like, oh, that's great. They already thought of this. Oh, it's awesome. It's kind of like when you're a waitress, and I was a waitress for several years. One of my favorite places to work was Cracker Barrel. I worked there for about 5 years. And I always tried to anticipate what my customer would need. Like if I served them, I knew that they were probably going to need some napkins, maybe, and pretty much if they were coffee drinkers like me, they were going to need some coffee refilled on the regular, meaning that they were. I did not want them to be sitting there with an empty cup looking around trying to find me. So I was always there with the coffee or the tea or whatever it was. So you have to think about, you know your customer, know their needs, and know what you need to do for them to have a great experience. Number two, you need to, just like I said, if you're a waitress and you're or server and you're waiting on them, or you create this program and you put it out there, anticipate what they're going to need after. What other services are going to help them get to that level of success that they need to be? So don't just put a program out there and like, boom, that's all it is. No, you got to keep up with it. You got to add some resources. Maybe you need to add some coaching calls. Maybe you need to add some checklists. Just keep it up. You know, continually give them what they need without them having to ask you for it. And, of course, some things they're going to have to ask you because you don't know, you're not a mind reader. But if you know your stuff like I know that you do, you have the experience and you know that these other things are going to come up. There's 26 letters in the alphabet. If they get through F, you know they got some more to go, right? Okay, number three, be ready to assist. Now, just because you put a program out there, everybody's like, oh, this is awesome, most greatest thing since sliced bread, doesn't mean that they're not going to have questions. It doesn't mean they're not going to stumble. And you might think that, you know, you have all the answers, it's all written out, the sales page is great, the FAQs are great, all that, but somebody's going to have a question or two because they're not you. They can't think it through like you did. And besides, it's your baby. So you got to make sure that they get through it the right way so that their questions are minimal or the questions are at least answered so they can form it in their own brain. I know several times I've been involved in different programs, on webinars or whatever, and they're saying something and it makes perfect sense to them. Just like you say the numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That makes perfect sense, right? Well, to me, it was sounding like 1, 5, 4, 7, 8. And I knew that wasn't right. So, you know, it just may be a word is turned around or they didn't quite hear the whole thing or they're thinking way ahead of the pieces that you have. Maybe you're not telling them 7, 8, 9, and 10, but they're thinking, where's 7, 8, 9, and 10? So be ready to assist them. The fourth thing is have an I'll make it right attitude. So we can't always please everybody, and the customer is not always right. I have to tell you that. I know you know this. The customer is not always right. They do mess up sometimes. They don't do the right stuff that they're supposed to do, and they come looking at you. Like, for instance, when I was a personal trainer, I would tell my clients, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to eat this in this way, work out this many times a week, and you'll lose the weight. Well, not only did they not eat the stuff I tell them, did not work out the way that I said. Now, these are not all of them, just the ones that didn't do it. And then they come to me and say, Carol, now lose the weight. Well, why? Well, I don't know. You know, have you had that experience? Can you relate to that? That happens in the business I'm in now. You know, I tell people about what they need to do with their website or how they have to change their title tags or the H2 tags and get their keywords together. And then they come back and say, why is no one coming to my website? And I'm just like, ugh. You know, I'm on the phone like rolling my eyes. But you have to get out of that. You can't really say, well, if you had, you know, that's not the way to handle it. The thing is, let's go back and see what we were supposed to be doing and see where we missed something. They could have just missed a step, just haphazardly missed a step, right? And then, wow, that's what I needed. One more story for you. I was on I love ActiveCampaign. I want you to know that ActiveCampaign is a bomb. If you don't have ActiveCampaign right now, you need to get it. So I went to this event they had this week, study hall, and it was all about how to increase your knowledge of automations and automating your marketing and all the little ins and outs of ActiveCampaign. It was really awesome. I loved it. And there was one part where I was like, okay, I'm getting ready to implement this. I started to do it today, and I was trying to get an automation together, and I was trying to implement some of the new stuff I've learned. So I couldn't get it to work, and I didn't really know what was going on. So what did I do? I went to the support section, and I chatted with them, And we got all the way down. You know, I said, can you look at it? They said, yes. And they did. They went inside the automation, looked at it. And one thing they said, well, Carol, have you hooked up this piece? And I was like, no, I didn't even know that piece existed. Now, I know for sure they said that, or they probably did say that at the study hall. I didn't hear it. And I was like, man, that's a piece I was missing. That's the one piece of the puzzle that will make this whole thing work. And they found it for me. And I was like, ooh. So you know what? I loved it. I love ActiveCampaign even more when I was like, dang, I can do this right here. So have an I'll make it right attitude, because I could have went on there and said, you know, this automation isn't working. I don't know why y'all are talking about this, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, give people a chance. Give your clients and your customers and your patients, whoever, whatever you call them and whoever you deal with, a chance and ask questions. Did you do this? Did you see that? You know, have you tried this? Make sure you do this. They'll be so appreciative for you, of you for doing that. And number five, smile through the craziness. Because sometimes you get those clients who just don't understand what you're talking about, are not trying to understand. Maybe they're not in the right headspace. Maybe it's just too much, you know, too much for them to deal with at this moment because they got kids in the background, or they're waiting for the husband to come home and he's late. Maybe they're worried that, you know, he's trapped in a snowstorm or something. Anything could be going on. So just smile through the craziness. And when they're asking you these questions that you're like, oh my God, where'd that question come from? Take a breath. Put your smile on in your body, in your mind, spirit, and soul, and come through for them so that they can have that great experience with you. So, again, first thing, know your audience. Number two, anticipate what they will need associated with your products and services. Number three, be ready to assist them. Number four, have an I'll make it right attitude. And then number five, smile through the craziness. Now, I promise you, I tell you, what if, you know, you do all this stuff and it doesn't go as planned? What if, like what happened with me, you know, you're told to get out of the car or somebody's speaking to you in a rude way? Well, the first thing I have to say to you is say a little prayer in your brain. Keep your composure. Try to keep your calmness going, because it doesn't do you any good if you go from 1 to 10 immediately and then you're arguing with them or, you know, cursing them out or y'all are in this fight or something. You know, keep calm. That's what you need to do. Keep calm. You know, breathe. Really think about what's going on and breathe. If you're on the phone, especially, take a deep breath, mute button on, you know, in through your nose, out through your mouth, and get that oxygen to going through your body and just calm down. Because as my husband tells me all the time, because I'm quick to just, when I'm on the phone and I'm on tech support and they're not saying what I want them to say, I am quick to try to go off. And you know, he tells me, hey, it's not going to do either of you any good because you're not going to get your problem solved and they're not going to be able to help you. And then they're going to get off that call all hyped up for the next person. So just really breathe. Think about what you're doing. Put yourself in a calm place. Make sure you're safe. If you're, you know, one-on-one with somebody, definitely make sure you're safe. And just kind of, you know, if you have to, chalk it up to, okay, I'm losing this customer, or this customer is not going to work with me, I'm not going to work with them, or this patient's coming off my roster or whatever, then okay, fine. Because if you're in an argument with someone, they don't need to be your client or customer or patient anyway. You know, you need to probably go away from them, because for me, I don't have time for that. I'm not going to argue with you. You know, I don't want to go off on this bad realm and then try to come, you know, ease back in and say, you know, I really didn't mean to say that. I don't really have time for all that stuff. Life is too short. I've been through too much. And I want to live a happy, you know, smiley life and get, you know, see as many smiles as possible, bring as many smiles as possible. So I hope that you want that also. So be ready, because sometimes even the best laid plans of mice and men don't work out. And sometimes you do have to get rid of those customers or you know, get those patients off your roll or, you know, stop seeing that client or whatever. And if you do, hey, boom, boom. Even if it's your moneymaker, even if it's for the best thing since sliced bread, now they're not. They're draining all your energy. Let them go. Let them go. They're not worth it. They are not worth it. And if you do that and you go and you keep your dignity and your respect about you, you're going to find the people that who want to work with you. So that is all I have for you today. I want to remind you, if you are in Atlanta, I want you to have breakfast with me. So go to bit.ly/unmarketbreakfast and sign up right now. Up until the 17th, you can buy one, get one free. So sign up for you and bring a friend with you. And then remember the Black Friday promotion. I will be talking about that again. CSICorporation.com/BF2018. That kicks off on November 23rd, Black Friday. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you again next time. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.
Calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones makes studio quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.